Okay. Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Monday night show. Let's go, Brandon, someone says. Welcome, I'm Bernie. This is Truth and Art TV. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a platform. You know, we've been narrating all the things that are happening all these years. It's another night. You know, we're going to look at relevant stories. It's another exciting evening where a lot of bad things are happening, but it kind of is a good thing with us. You know, we understand what's happening. All right, welcome, everybody. Come on in. Have a seat. Make yourself at home. And while you're doing that, my friends, right? Digital soldiers are here. While you're doing that, let's take a break for a word from, not from this guy. Sorry about that. Let's take a break for a word. Yeah, imagine. that would be really funny, right? There it is. Take a break for a word from our sponsors. And it's not the old man who couldn't get 10 people in the room. You may have noticed the word tapering being used a lot. It's a Fed code word for taking money from your pocket. Former Fed Chair Janet Yellen predicted we would never witness a new financial crisis, but the Fed owes over $30 trillion. Stop your money from being taken by creating a precious metal IRA or 401k with noble gold. Let me get my coin, my friend, because they are giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America, the beautiful bullion coin with each qualifying plan you start this month. As a thank you, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Every qualifying 401k or IRA, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you're going to get. This is a very beautiful bullion, America the Beautiful bullion coin. Check out noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347, ladies and gentlemen. With that said, I want to welcome everybody, you know, all the patriots that are, you know, watching on the live streams, and those of you who are watching the recorded version of the show, whether you're on live, you know, DLive and Rumble, or whether you're on BitChute or, you know, the Foxhole or, you know, Gab TV or wherever you may be. Welcome. Thank you, everybody. All right. How's everyone doing? Hopefully everyone is doing well. I hope, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we've talking a lot lately. We talked about yesterday. You know, we reviewed the big picture, right? On all the things that are happening from a logical perspective. And we could see tonight's theme, right, is that the enemy is self-imploding. And they are doing, I'm just, with every day that goes by, more and more impressed by this plan that is unfolding. It is irreversible. We were saying that two months ago, right? That it was irreversible. And right now we're walking through history. I'm enjoying, as ugly as things are, I can't believe that I'm actually at that point. I made the analogy several months ago, right? When I was a Marine in boot camp, when I was initially in boot camp, like 18 years old. The first few weeks of boot camp, I was in this horrible world, but then after a certain point, this ugliness, having to get up early, and you're getting up early and cold, and you have to go running, and this lifestyle that I was used to living in New York City. I wasn't used to this. It was, at some point, you begin to like get used to the misery, and it's like, wait a minute, I think I'm starting to like this. That's what's happening with us. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, as opposed to like April, June. We would love to see Trump come back tomorrow. But the awakening is becoming so intriguing. Like, it's like a part of me is like, hey, Trump, relax. Don't come. Hold on a couple weeks. You know, hold on. I got to see what's good. I mean, look at the great awakening that's happening. nothing else. There are no other circumstances that would have afforded us this level of awakening. Think about it. And yeah, I mean, part of me, most of me would love to see. I mean, I'll say this, a month or two ago, definitely 5-6 months ago, I was dying for Trump to come back. But after seeing his rallies, and I'm seeing the New York City wise guy giving play-by-play or commentating on fighting events, you got to be kidding me. He doesn't seem too worried. Seeing the strategy and read his mind, people. He's telling you what he's doing. Seeing the sarcasm and all the close Trump associates talking about, right? Yeah. Oh no! Look at this deal. This infrastructure deal. No. Look what it says in the deal. Look how they're destroying it. What? Every single day we have leaks coming out, and every single day the deep state is self-destroying. To the point, folks, you got to admit it. You know, do you really want this excitement to end right now? If you could push a button and Trump comes back tomorrow, or would you say, you know what, hold on, you know, let's get a couple more weeks of this. I got to see this. What did Joe Rogan say? What did this person say? What came out in that email about Fauci? Whoa. Would you really want to stop this? Or is there a part of you that's saying, you know, it is kind of interesting what's happening? Welcome to the Great Awakening, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works. What's happening? Artistic Rabbit. You know, I got to hear it for Artistic Rabbit. Artistic Rabbit is like really, like a really dedicated Truth and Art TV soldier. I appreciate that, whoever this person is. So I appreciate it. Always on time. This person never misses a show. Said, I needed you, Bernie, to help decode the drops and news. See, there it is. And God bless you. I needed you guys because, people, there's plenty of trolls and enemy people out there. It's good to talk to a very intelligent, humble, you know, and sincere audience, in case anyone hasn't noticed it. Sincerity is the key ingredient that I look for. All right, God bless you all, right? All the platforms, right? All right, folks, so with that said, would you really like this to end when, as we speak today, this New York Times editor comes out of the gate? And ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. You want to know what the Great Awakening is all about? Listen in, my friends.
You're right. There are tens of millions of Americans who aren't on the hard left or the hard right who feel the world has gone mad. So in what ways has the world gone mad?
Well, you know, when you have the chief reporter on the beat of COVID for the New York Times talking about how questioning or pursuing the question of the lab leak is racist, the world has gone mad.
But CNN does that all the time.
You're not able to say out loud and in public that there are differences between men and women. The world has gone mad.
Stop saying, but CNN and Brian Stelter, he does that all the time too.
When we're not allowed to acknowledge that rioting is rioting and it is bad, and that silence is not violence, but violence is violence, the world has gone mad.
Hey, Brian, are you feeling the pressure? You are stupid. We told you, Mr. Brian Stelter, that the Great Awakening, this is the real deal. Bro, wake up, stupid! Look at his face.
When we're not able to say that Hunter Biden's laptop is a story worth pursuing, the world has gone mad. When, in the name of progress, young school children, as young as kindergarten, are being separated in public schools because of their race, and that is called progress rather than segregation, the world has gone mad.
But there are people, ma'am, this right, Barry Weiss, hey, Miss Weiss, but there are people that think that only black hats exist at the side of the New York Times. Of course, hey, Miss White, there's this channel called Bernie at Truth and RTV that has been telling people for years that you don't know where the white hats are at and where the key people are hiding out. So our little, to put it very lightly, our beta male, Brian Stelter, brings this nuclear detonation onto his show, and he didn't expect this. But anyway, let's keep going.
There are dozens of examples that I could share with you and with your viewers.
And you often say, you say
everyone
aloud.
Everyone sort of knows this. And
you say we're not allowed, we're not able. Who's the people stopping the conversation? Who are they?
Right. Hold on, people. You know, hang in there with me. I have to get my crowd. Mr. Brian Stelter wants to know, who are these people that are doing this? Again, people, listen for yourself.
We're not able. Who's the people stopping the conversation?
Are you ready for the answer?
People that work at networks, frankly, like the one I'm speaking on right now.
She's even laughing, people. Right there. Look at his face. That is the look of someone who knows this is a great awakening and he's being called out. Right there, people. Again, listen in.
Work at networks, frankly, like the one I'm speaking on right now, who try and claim that, you know, it was racist to investigate the lab leak theory. It was,
Who said that at CNN? But I'm just saying.
You, all you people said that. You and Don Lemon and all these guys and, right? I mean, the whole list goes on. And Cuomo, all these people. And, again.
When you say allowed, I just think it's a provocative thing to say. You say we're not allowed to talk about these things, but they're all over the internet. I can Google them. I can find them everywhere.
Here it is, people. Now, again, all right, I'm not trying to. I just want. All right. This channel is not about entertainment, even though it's truth and art. But more beyond entertainment, he's doing what everyone on the left does. He's trying to gaslight the audience. What do you mean you're not allowed to talk this way? You're allowed to say you're with Trump and you're allowed to express anything different from us hardcore Marxists. And I love her answer. This is the best part of the video. This is how you checkmate these demons.
I've heard about every story you mentioned. So I'm just suggesting, of course, people are allowed to cover whatever they want to cover.
But you and I both know, and it would be delusional to claim otherwise, that touching your finger to an increasing number of subjects that have been deemed third rail by the mainstream institutions and increasingly by some of the tech companies will lead to reputational damage, perhaps you losing your job, your children sometimes being demonized as well. And so what happens is a kind of internal self-censorship. This is something that I saw over and over again when I was at the New York Times.
Folks, what you just watched is equivalent to a Q drop. This is like bombshell that you went on CNN. There it is. Mr. Brian, what you guys do, the net result of that is that people internally self-censor because you guys destroy their lives. You want to know who's doing it? Yeah, you guys. There it is, people. Boom. I thought I would open today with that. Right there. Disinformation by omission. Former New York Times editor rips CNN right to Brian Stelter's face. Boom. That's how it's done. That, my friends, is why I'm doing what I'm doing. The Great Awakening is a real, tangible thing. We were telling everybody about this 4 years ago, and now the future. We walked into the future, and now we're inside the Intel drop, folks. It's all happening. It's all proving past. Boom. She is saying the same thing that Trump was saying all these years in his Twitter account. They thought they could demonize Trump and get rid of all the Q Army people and everybody else and all the conservatives, anybody who's against anything. They got rid of everybody. But now you have one of their people coming on CNN. Boom! Sounding exactly like Trump. Right to his face. But we all know nobody watches CNN. But the few sheep that are remaining that watch CNN were forced to digest that. And don't forget, right? It was less than a week ago. We had that whole nuclear situation with the Joe Rogan, Dr. Gupta thing. And the whole thing, right? With Don Lemon, that freak that burned me up on Friday, right? I was very upset on Friday. So that's another. This is what the Great Awakening is all about, people. Plain and simple. And I just want to throw out a couple of stories that are very relevant. This is about relevant news. And I don't want to ignore these. Be aware. Quote, symbolizes the disgusting, and racist basis on which America was founded. End quote. Thomas Jefferson statue to be removed from New York City's City Hall. Big, big moment in American history. This is like the Thomas Jefferson. While they're worshiping, right? These statues, like George Floyd, who ate too many drugs. Think about it. There it is, people. For more than 100 years, a statue of Thomas Jefferson has stood in New York City Hall until far-left activists on the Public Design Commission decided to remove it because Jefferson was a slave-owning racist. And anytime somebody talks this way, people, don't forget. Just say to these demons, really? Now let's compare how many people did Thomas Jefferson kill. Right now, let's compare that to how many people have been murdered by communism and Marxism. That's it. Walk away. I don't want to hear this stuff. All right? Think about it. And it says here, New York City's Council, Black, Latino, and Asian Caucus demanded, check it out, people. They demanded the statue of the founding father and author of the Declaration of Independence to be removed in part of the Maoist revolution sweeping this nation. And the vote is expected Monday. Think about it. I don't want to glorify what they're saying. Let's move on, right? Also be aware, people, that Facebook, i.e. LifeLog, DARPA's LifeLog, spy organization, they know that no one believes this stupid idiot fake whistleblower from last week. So just be aware that they are now, let's see if I can get something out of this headline. Facebook decries gotcha campaign, braces for what? Coordinated hit involving leaked documents, plural. Over 30 reporters being orchestrated by PR team. Bah! Yeah, like we're that stupid to believe that. So they're going, plain and simple, just be aware of this. We're not going to get into the story, right? You guys don't need me reading to you. Be aware of this. These clowns, they're going to roll out 30 more of these people. What? We're in damage control. We're not going for that thing that Frances Hogan's saying. We're against her. Yeah, these are our whistleblowing. Take a look at these 30 statements and all this stuff being orchestrated by their public relations team. Guarantee you, people, they're going to have, like, individual stories. Ah, poor me. I tried to censor those Trump people. But look what happened that one day. And I'm the 29th person. How about you? I'm the 28th person. Let me tell you this other thing. Guys. This is what happens when you have a failed operation. Because if her operation would have worked, and she did everything. Remember, they threw the kitchen sink at this one, right? All these special hearings, all kinds of TV shows, right? What was it, 60 Minutes or whatever? She did everything, people. And all of it failed. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Be aware of what is going down with this. They're going to add to the psyop. All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big, big deal. I want to get everyone's attention on this. Great Awakening time is here, right? Hold on, folks. Let's see. Make sure, you know, how we, okay, let's see here. Let me make sure that we have an audience and everything's going great. Thank you, Stronghold, with the, right, gifting the cookie. Saying exciting times, fun watching them destroy themselves. That being on the foxhole. All right. And G. Fuentes is here, as so is Mike Luke 18 Lowry on the foxhole. All right. Quo Bono, right? 2021 is here. Says she wasn't worth 60 seconds. All right. And Stevie Bananas is here. Says I've been up since 1997. All right. And very quickly, before we continue, let's see how we're doing on the Rumble, where Mark D is making moves. Says nothing can stop what is coming. Agree. All right. And somebody, Patriot Social Worker, says, how can the fake whistleblower live with herself so dirty? Well, while you're thinking of that, speaking of, see, that's the fake whistleblowers. Ladies and gentlemen, Department of Homeland Security has a real whistleblower. And this person is coming out saying, this is going to be the biggest change to immigration policy in my lifetime. This is shocking. Right? We have James O'Keefe in Project Veritas strikes again. You guys know I like to put out relevant news. This is a big, big deal. Listen in, my friends. It's all happening.
So you blew the whistle on DHS. The last time you spoke to us in the shadows, you told us about some violent criminals, including members of the 18th Street Gang, obtaining work visas, applying to sponsor unaccompanied minor children.
We know what they're involved in, specifically sex trafficking, who's trying to become the sponsor for one of these children. If in that time you inform the U.S. government that you have some type of fear of that your life is in jeopardy, and you're put in what's called reasonable fear, and it is also called credible fear. Once you make that declaration of my life is in danger, I may be.
Boom, right there. I know, folks. Excuse me for interrupting the video. They've created this declaration. Once you're saying that you believe your life is in danger, boom, criminal. Illegal, no matter what, foreigner, doesn't matter what country, doesn't matter if you're a gangster, doesn't matter if you're part of the cartel, doesn't matter. Free pass to the United States just by saying. Shocking stuff. Let's keep going.
If I'm returned home, you're taken off the watch list. And so that makes it the giant loophole.
Are you willing to go public?
I am.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Aaron Stevenson. I'm a federal employee with the Department of Homeland Security. Officially, I'm a intelligence research specialist for USCIS.
So these guys have trafficked, kidnapped, smuggled children.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, CIS, you should be thinking, along the lines of National Council of Statewide Interoperability Coordinators. You should be thinking about that in this way. I mean, this guy, who knows who this guy really is? This is shocking what he's saying. Listen it.
And they're let into the country because they claim a, quote, reasonable fear for their safety if they go back to their home country.
Correct.
And that, in your view, that's a loophole.
Well, it is, because it's an informal interview done with an asylum officer in which if there's any evidence provided at all, it's not able to be viewed outside of their own workforce.
Do they deny the reasonable fear?
You will see plenty that get picked up by Border Patrol or CBP. Mm-hmm. And in the initial interview, they ask them, like, do you have a fear of being returned home to your country? You will see all the time they say no. And then the day later, 2 days later, when they begin the processing to be removed, they will then say, oh, no, yeah, totally. I have a fear of being removed.
So eventually, they'll get the reasonable fear expectation. They just have to keep appealing it.
Yes.
Boom.
So there's nothing, there's
no brakes on the car.
What made you decide to go public?
This is going to be the biggest change to immigration policy in my lifetime. It's being done without anybody knowing what's going on about it, and there's been no coverage for the American people to know what's going on.
So what are we looking at here?
This is an email sent out by the director of USCIS, which notified us about a rule change coming forward which is going to shift the adjudicative authority of defense of asylum away from immigration judges and giving it to asylum officers, which are USCIS.
Okay, so this is public information.
Wow.
It is, yes.
This is a proposed rule. They want to expedite the adjudication process to get immigrants into the United States. Is the USCIS a taxpayer-funded agency?
No. So USCIS is fee-funded. All of its operations, all of its cover overhead, everything is based on the fees that are filed by aliens when they adjust. Aliens, of course, being anybody who's not a U.S. citizen.
Why should people be concerned about the USCIS charging these fees for these processes?
There leaves very little accountability to the public when this kind of operation exists. And when you couple that with giving the adjudicative authority away from an immigration judge to an asylum officer, you're removing any type of public pressure that they could apply on policies that they're creating then.
All right, folks, I just want to show you a key clip of that. Bottom line is the privatization. The New World Order, they're saying, look, we're going to decide who comes in. Civilians, privately funded. This is how they do it. In the intel drops, we talked about the nonprofit organizations. They're funneling this process through private entities, these civilian, these CIS representatives. We're seeing the template for the New World Order. He sees it, and he knows that it was time to come out into the light. Can you imagine what it took for this guy to say, you know what? I'm doing it. That's because he gets it. It's like the people that are saying, take my job. People are getting it, that it's now or never. We're in the precipice. This is happening everywhere. These whistleblowers, information is leaking everywhere. The deep state right now is bleeding to death. I'll say it again. Yeah. The deep state is bleeding to death. I believe this has a lot to do with this coordinated effort to leak information. That's why I'm bringing up this National Council of Statewide Interoperability Coordinator. I think there's something going on at the highest level. Think Space Force. And I think it's way above our heads. I don't know. We're getting gigantic leaks, whistleblowers everywhere. I mean, at this point, if you're the deep state, you're panicking, you're bleeding to death. Every day, something big is coming out. And we have this. GOP Representative Taylor Biden's outrageous immigration policy has turned the Border Patrol into border processing, which is what this guy is explaining. He is explaining this process controlled by civilians, non-governmental people, that don't give account. That's what he's saying in this other video. They're not giving account. In fact, the criminals that are being processed, they are the ones that are paying for the process, like the guy was saying. They're charging these people. It's basically a human trafficking operation, is what that whistleblower is basically describing. Biden has turned the Border Patrol into border processing. It's really just incredible, he is saying. The Biden administration created this crisis through terrible decisions. And he goes on. Hey, we're not building the wall. We're going to stop deporting people using Title 42 and furthermore. Quote, we're going to end the Remain in Mexico policy. And he goes on. He has turned the Border Patrol into border processing. Gives you an idea. Really puts everything in the right perspective. All right. Let's get to the one of the big stories everyone is talking about. Are we ready? What's the story for tonight? Somebody says, sickening. Somebody else says, just wait until the child trafficking comes out. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're closing in on 300,000 sealed indictments. I like that number, 300,000. I think I'm going to start talking about the sealed indictments more often. 300,000. Thank you, Ohio Red, 45. And Michigan Grandma, right? Michigan, yeah. They know what the next story is going to be. There it is. Powell time. So, I know that all of you guys know this already, so I'm not a news platform. We cover relevant news, but then we put together the big picture. Powell. Colin Powell dies at 84 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, before we begin, where's that? Yeah, let's do it here. Let me remind people, someone posted this, so let's see what you guys think. Before we get into Colin Powell, yeah, take a look, people. Somebody posted this on either Getter or Gab, probably Gab, a couple days ago. Warning to all medical practitioners, doctors, and nurses, quote, "I was just carrying out orders," is not a legal defense. You will be on trial for what? War crimes and held accountable. Your duty is to inform your patient, one, the vaccine is experimental, which no one is doing. Two, no guarantee of immunity, which no one is doing. Three, you can still spread the disease. Checkmate. And four, vaccine damage and death. And this is, by the way, straight from Universal Declaration of Bioethics, otherwise, and Human Rights, by the way, known as UNESCO. And this is Article 6 of the UNESCO University Declaration of Bioethics and Human Rights document. Think about it. So what no one is thinking about is that a story like this is a big, big deal. So let me start with relevant truth. This guy is a victim of murder and a victim of malpractice, period. Because I read this earlier today and read that this Powell individual had a history of multiple myeloma. Any idiot doctor allowing a patient with multiple myeloma to take an experimental vaccine where many people are experiencing inflammation, death, myocarditis, and blood clots in every part of their body, and you're going to give that to somebody with multiple myeloma, you, Dr. So-and-so, are guilty of war crimes. This is straightforward, people. But anyway, here it is, people. He was fully vaccinated, which no one is talking about. He's been murdered. That's another victim of the vaccine, period. And we know the Gateway Pundit is really the only website that's calling it out of the major websites that have reputation. Right there. Nobody else. And by the way, people, you want to know who's against the Republic? Take a look at all these websites that are Patriot websites that I refer to all the time that are not mentioning the vaccine. They're not your friends. I don't want to hear that he died from COVID. Get out of my face. Again, people. There it is. They're all putting it out that he died from COVID, like it says right there. And I'm not going to get into the background of all the things he did. You know what? Endless wars in Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction. That's your... I don't want to hear that his legacy. What legacy? That's the only thing anybody's ever going to remember. And believe me, people, optics are important. I know that Mike Pompeo's putting out statements today. Oh, he's a great guy. Optics are important, people. Don't worry about that. People forget these big players, they're in the public eye. All right? And everyone should be aware. There it is, people. Fox News reporter panics. Right? John Roberts makes a big, big move, calls it out. Deletes tweet suggesting Colin Powell's death raises new concerns about COVID vaccine efficacy. Of course it does. But he is under control. He deletes his tweet after this panic. So this is all part of the Great Awakening, people. Everyone's seeing this. This guy was an 84-year-old patient with multiple myeloma. He has no business taking this vaccine. The fact that Colin Powell died from a breakthrough COVID infection raises new concerns. Right there about how effective vaccines are long-term. Boom. That is all we need to... We believe you, Mr. Roberts. Don't care about anything else you say afterwards. Then the handlers all stepped in. They were not very happy. There it is. This is what the woman, the video I played at the opening of today's program, that's what she is telling Brian Stelter, how this self-censorship works. Right there, people. He's censoring himself. Then he comes out. As we all know, the FDA is now recommending boosters, and he's promoting the vaccine. This is biblical delusions that we're under. Very dangerous times in which we live. And I like what this headline's about. Colin Powell's Facebook page announcement sums up everything that's wrong with political ruling class today. And there it is. After he dies from the vaccine, what does Facebook do? Look right there, people. They promote the vaccine. Let it sink in. Despite being vaccinated, Powell succumbed to the virus. But this does not stop the elites from pushing their dangerous experimental vaccines on the American public. Even the notice posted on Powell's Facebook page promotes the oversold injection. Well, can you imagine that you or someone you love dies from a certain thing? I mean, all you got to do is substitute the vaccine for something else. Imagine someone you know just died from drinking some poisonous juice, some dangerous apple juice that has cyanide in it, and they die. And imagine at the same time, everyone, hey, come drink some more of the cyanide. Hey, it's okay. That is the times in which we live. This is frightening. And then we have this. Biden, quote, unfortunately, Colin Powell's coronavirus vaccine, quote, didn't work due to underlying conditions. Yeah, right. Says, where does it say that? It didn't work on him or any of the people that died. So you can see they're lying, they're gaslighting everybody, and they're ready to spin anything and everything in real time. He has serious underlying conditions, as you know. That's the problem. Also, wait a minute. So Biden is admitting that Powell's doctor is committing war crimes. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Old Man? All right, you decide. He just said it. Let's move on. Another big topic today. My favorite. You guys know it. I like my little Capitol false flag updates. Nobody walks away from this. You want to know what disinformation is about? Here it is, people. This is what? BuzzFeed. They think they're the leading voice when it comes to this false flag on January 6th. New Capitol surveillance footage shows a breach by January 6th rioters from start to finish somehow. Zoe Tillman, you're not even ashamed of yourself, are you? And they put out this whole thing, you would think, and just so you can see how much they are lying, a pair of U.S. Capitol surveillance videos disclosed last week by prosecutors offer a new perspective into how a mob overwhelmed police officers and repeatedly breached the main access point to the building during January 6th riots. All right, Miss Tillman, this is straight to your face lying. So in her case, there's a lot of videos circulating. Let's go right here to the very first video. Remember, they're overwhelming the police, right? Let's see if that's true. Let's wait. Let's be patient. That's it. This is Miss Tillman. Let's see the degree to which the Capitol... Look, what? We have the police opening up the door. Right there. Laugh out loud. Right there, people. And the and all we need is the, right? We need the, right there, people. The only thing missing is the elevator music like we had last time. I mean, people, right? And this is just one video. All of the videos have cooperating Capitol Police. Look at that riot. Again, people, this is just the first video. All of them. Same. Look at this bored Capitol Police officer. Come on, please, come on in. He is bored. He needs you to come on in, that police officer. Right there, people. So, no one be fooled. It's the same thing over and over. There's a lot of these videos, so I, you know, we could keep going. They're all the same, right in their article. Same thing. We have people coming. This is a different video. There it is, people. Look at the police. There it is. Ha! Look at the police officer and look at the... Ah, they're just high-fiving and look at... Again, people, this is... Look at this demon and the... Right? Look at these demons. Come on in. Yeah. We are the Capitol Police. We love you guys. Thank you for being our guest tonight. So, again, these are the links on BuzzFeed's website. But, again, this is how this works, these demons. They're lying. So, everyone else, the right-wing media, they're all over it. Right there, people. Violent insurrection. New security footage from January 6th shows Capitol Police officers hurting protesters inside as they enter the Capitol, then stood back. Everybody knows what's happening. These officers are everywhere, relaxed. They're loving these insurrectionists. And it's like a scene of the mall where people are shopping. This is, and by the way, people, I want people to know, before we go any further, all right, we know about the actual video, but it's time for us, the Truth in Art TV crowd, to get ahead of everyone else. Look at the timing. Adam Schiff and these demons all came out this weekend talking about how they want to arrest Steve Bannon, right? Look at the timing. Patriots in control. This is perfectly timed with all these threats from last week. Oh, you're going to come and arrest Steve Bannon? Really? Look at these. Look at these. What? Oh, we have. timing. Logical thinking eliminates emotional nonsense. Totally debunking the insurrection theory. Then we have more of this. Posobiec is coming out. Is this officer waving at people? Take a look, people. Here it is. Take a look. Look at the officers again. And you're going to see this officer. Look at it, he's waving them in. Right there. There you see all the Capitol Police. Again, people, this is shocking. The degree to which the Capitol Police are cooperating. And this video, you know, it drags out. But again, let me just skip around. Look at it. Look at these guys. At the bottom, right there at the bottom. Look at this. They're enjoying the situation. Look at these Capitol Police. They're happy. They're allowing them to come in. Everyone is relaxed. They are like, yeah, we're part of history. I mean, folks, it cannot be any more enabling. I mean, all you need is the mall, kind of, you know, these elevator type music. That's all you need. Look how bored and comfortable these guys are. So, again, think of the timing. We're releasing this on purpose. Let this commission come and get some, is basically what the White Hats are saying. And look at the timing. And at the same time that this footage comes out, boom, Trump dropping the bomb. President Trump sues the corrupt Capitol Riot Committee. Yeah, you want me to, you want to depose me? That's interesting, because I'm suing you. And the National Archives. I suspect that Trump was telling Steve Bannon, hey, yeah, say what you got to say. We're going to sue him next week. Click. Again, people, White Hats are not playing around. The anti-American Democrats and rhinos are out of control. Trump is coming out. No one saw this coming. There it is. Trump sued the biased and corrupt U.S. House Capitol Riot Committee. Yes, phony committee. And the National Archives Committee that is currently harassing the president with a current one-sided investigation. This committee is not focused on the stolen November 3rd, 2020 election. Rather, it focuses on the deep state and instigated Capitol protests on January 6th. Anyway, be aware of this. Right here, today, Trump sued the committee. And this is, I guess, the statement, I guess. Lawyers for President Trump filed a lawsuit on Monday against the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot. This phony investigation. After Trump's Christopher Wray already said no insurrection. And Trump is asking a federal judge to stop the National Archives from handing over a raft of documents that President Biden had green-lighted for release, despite Trump's claims of executive privilege. So be aware of this battle. Like it says down here, right? Democrats have morphed into a Stasi-like communist regime. Their anti-American actions are tearing the country apart. President Trump and good Americans are the targets. Be aware of that. There it is. The patriots are striking back. I've been all the time, right, asking everyone to be mindful of the timing of all these events. Okay? And we'll put out a couple other items. You know, a lot is going down. Let's see. Yeah, let's get one up. I think this is worth watching, right? Chairwoman of the Republican Party in Arizona. Right, Kelly Ward is coming out with an announcement about Pima County. Listen in, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big, big deal.
It is time for a special update from the Republican Party of Arizona. I'm your chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward. In a new analysis of mail-in ballots used in the 2020 election in Arizona's second largest county, Pima County, has revealed some startling results. The analysis shows that 40 precincts had over 97% of ballots returned. For perspective, The national mail-in ballot return rate was 71%. The return rate for the entire state of Arizona was 65%. In Pima County as a whole, it was 86%. One of the Pima County precincts even had 99.5% return rate, and another had, get this, 100.6% returned.
Boom! Stop, people. I hope everyone got that. If you didn't get it, you might as well. There's no point watching the rest of the video. We have these counties, one of them with 100.6, what did she say? Over 100% return in the ballots. That's impossible. When you never get more than like 70-something percent. But a bunch of them had 95, 97, and like she said, one of them had over 100% return ballot. That's impossible. Criminality, 100%. This Attorney General Brnovich, again, this is going to unlock. This is going to, in other words, what's coming for Pima County is going to be bigger than this whole Maricopa County thing. Let's listen to some more of what she is saying.
This does not happen. Apart from the absurdity of having over 100% of ballots returned, we just do not see 99 or 100% or over 100% in countries with real elections. As I said before, Pima is the second most populous county here in Arizona. It usually accounts for about 20% of the total statewide vote, and it is, of course, a Democrat stronghold. There's a petition movement to have a full forensic audit of the Pima County 2020 election, similar to what was done in Maricopa County. We should join it, and we should urge the Attorney General to get it done. I've been asking for full audits of all 15 of Arizona's counties. Between the problems that were pointed out in Maricopa County by the state Senate audit team, you know, incompetence, mistakes, fraud, and the numbers from Pima County, we must get to the bottom of what happened. Also, our election integrity unit through the Attorney General needs to begin canvassing statewide so we can verify if all these mail-in ballots were cast properly or even if they were real votes at all. We have audits being called for in other states all across the country. The momentum for election integrity only continues to build. We, the people, will not back down. We will not waver. We will continue our vital work to ensure that our elections are free and fair now and in years to come. Remember, here at the Republican Party of Arizona, it is always America first.
There it
is, people.
I'll
see you next time.
There it is. Big, big deal. She drops this big,
it is time for a special update from...
Well, we don't need to hear her twice. There it is. Big things are coming. Pima County. Everybody is seeing this. Worse than Maricopa County. This is mathematically impossible. So logic and reason is leading the way again. Hang in there, folks. It's all going down. All right. Letter press says transparency and accountability. C. Mitchell 14 says, I hope so. I live in Pima County. There it is. And somebody says, God bless Kelly Ward. Folks, think about it. It's all happening. Think about it. Okay. I wanted to put that out. Just a quick election update. Now let's wrap up with these next few stories. Is all about how I want you to see that the enemy is on the run. Nothing can stop what is coming. Justice is upon us. It's a slow drip. And like I've been saying for months, the Patriot, the White Hats are not playing around. They are burying the corrupt elite with one revelation, one report, one whistleblower, one new account, one new this, one new that, one after another, little by little. It's like a drip, 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 drip. It just keeps coming. So the next drip that we're going to look at is right here, people. Look at this. We gotta love this one. How you doing, ugly? Maxine Waters' paid daughter, $74,000 in campaign cash this year alone. And Maxine, it's not like, what do you do nowadays, Maxine? You know, you're just some boring, what, Maxine is what? The chairwoman of the powerful House Financial Services Committee? What? Darkness to light. Paying her daughter what? Tens of thousands of dollars in campaign funds this year alone. $74,000. Think about it. She is a money-sucking machine, and the Great Awakening, unfortunately for her, is now upon us. Let's keep going, right? Pelosi's majority crumbles, too. Not one, but two. Long-time House Democrats will retire. Boom. I thought it was just this Mike Doyle, but I guess also this Representative David Price. Longtime Democrats, hardcore Pelosi supporters are expected to announce their retirements. Boom. Bye. Goodbye, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it right here, people. We're in the middle of the 2021 cute drops. Resignations, sealed indictments, all kinds of revelations and drops. I mean, it's getting exciting. How could someone not see it? We were told to keep looking at the resignations. We were told to keep looking at the sealed indictments. And look what these people are doing. Let's wrap up tonight, right? Canadian government bans employees from saying, let's go, Brent. What? That's beyond panic. Think about it, people. They know this is a reminder right here, people, that they cannot control the narrative. It's slipping away. This is right up there with the first story we covered. With this Brian Stelter bringing on this New York Times person who destroyed him. Right to his face. All of their ratings are at an all-time low. I know people telling me that I've talked to, random people, that all of their liberal friends, they're hoping, wishing Trump was back. Great Awakening. We're in the Great Awakening, people. We thought the Great Awakening was us reading the Q drops. Remember those days? Us that are already awakened, we are reading the Q drops. Wow, this is the Great Awakening. Wow. Remember that? I was guilty in some ways. Actually, if you read my book, you know I predicted all this ahead of time. But you guys know, I was sort of going along with that. That's not the Great Awakening. We were in training because we were going to be needed today. We were going to be needed before and during the storm. We are the preservative element. Why? Because we are driven by logic and reason. We are showing everyone how the movie ends. Think about it. And again, this story proves that the enemy is, they can't control the narrative. So now they're just flat out making it, they're banning phrases. And remember, this whole Let's Go Brandon thing just started like 2 weeks ago. Think about it. 2 weeks later, they're already banning this phrase. So imagine how unfair is that if your name is Brandon and you're, you know, a runner or... No one's allowed to save yet. Let's go, Brandon. All right. And to wrap up tonight, a couple other stories just to remind you people that the enemy is panicking. Look at the timing. That's all I'm asking you to do. Look at the timing. Where the phrase hashtag Durham, I even have a truth in our... Folks, all right, let me just be plain and simple. Look at the timing between this... Bear with me, folks. The fact that Truth and Art TV just recently has a t-shirt that says hashtag Durham. And the fact that President Trump's son, Eric, he's trolling Hillary with hashtag Durham, because Durham is here. Nothing can stop what is coming. When you look at that and you look at this, then you can see why Christopher Steele is coming on TV with ABC News to do as much damage control as he possibly can, saying that I stand by the work we did. Why, sir, why didn't you stand by the work that you did, let's just say, like in May of this year, earlier? Why weren't you on TV in May? How about back in February? Why are you on TV now in October? Because he knows what is coming. Come on, people. It's right in front of you. He knows. That's what the point that I want to make. Same thing right here. Same thing, people. Why are we all of a sudden, every other day, we're hearing something about Huma and Abedin straight from the Q drops? Because Huma and the Wicked Witch, they know what is coming. And now Huma Abedin, she's coming out. Anthony Weiner lied to me for days about lewd photo he posted on Twitter. Oh, give it up. Shut up. If that was true, why didn't you say this 4 years ago? Shut up, stupid. That's all right. Just look at the timing. And finally, well, maybe, yeah, sort of, people, take a look. They will not be able to walk down the streets. Pepe Lives Matter is putting out. Take a look. A little foul language, a little bit. Not too bad, but folks, this is what we're saying. I'll leave you with this tonight. And by the way, people, Bill Gates thought that he could drive around. I believe this is UK. I don't know where this is. UK, whatever. Wherever it may be. But take a look. Bill Gates trying to get around. I think it's inspirational for us to watch.
You murdering Bill Gates!
You son of a
bitch!
You have blood on your hands! You have blood on your hands!
Yeah, we know who you are. Well, you know, I'm not, you know, whoever these people are, but in the end, this is the future. It is very symbolic of the future of what is coming. And I have one more story. This is a developing story. You want to know what the future is? Here it is. Maybe we'll wrap with this. Kinney County, Texas, Sheriff Co-what announces historic plan to deputize local citizens to fight back against Biden border invasion. Boom! Right here. That will end the illegal crossings. While that bombshell report we received today, right, with Project Veritas, that they're turning the border basically into a cartel processing center. And we, the American people, we can handle the cartels. We got big guns like they do. Let's do this. And there's way more of us. Bring it on, cartels. Welcome to the war. Welcome. It's here. It's all going down. We see the enemy is self-destroying. They're being exposed. Unbelievable. And it's only Monday night. I don't like to do long shows on Monday night. I'm already over an hour. Think about it. That's because that's what's happening. That much is happening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for your time. Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel. Come on over to truthandrtv.com. Don't forget about the Patriot Voice event. Check it out. As I understand it, you can go to megainfo.tv to watch it, as I understand it, right? Coming up this week, be aware, everybody, this week will be a short week. I'll do a simple show on Wednesday, and I will go dark on Friday and Sunday. I will not do a live stream on Friday or Sunday. I know there's going to be a million comments, where's Bernie at? But I'm saying it. Again, I'll remind everyone tomorrow and Wednesday that I will not go live on Friday or Sunday. Hopefully, I'll be back Monday. But, you know, be aware of that. Hopefully, I'll see some of you guys out there. Somebody said, Bernie, can you please post the link for the live stream? The link to what, Queen Esther? I think some people hate coming to my website. I don't know what link she's talking about, but let's do the MAGA info link on DLive. Boom. Check it out. I think the show is there. All right, so there it is, people. Thank you for joining me. Be aware of all the ways you can support the channel. You know, you got all the different ways. And be aware of, check out the members channel if you're not a member yet. Check it all out. I have a nice little video there now, a brand new video. All right. Thank you, everybody. Get the word out about this channel. And remember, folks, wherever we go, we're all in this together. Okay? And maybe we'll leave it at that. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern. God bless. Thank you, Winston Olsen. Thank you, everybody on Rumble, all the patriots on the Fox. Oh, God bless you. Popcorn 17. All right, Special D, Captain Kirk, and Judy E, Bliss Blue, Nolan, 44, 95. God bless you. See you tomorrow.